Shakach, the first Aliyah of Matot, not including Matot Masay, but the first Aliyah of Matot is completely devoted to the idea of Haparat Nedarim, not to be confused with Hatarat Nedarim. Hatarat Nedarim is when a Beit Din comes together to annul a vow. Haparat Nedarim is the right that a father has, or a husband has, to annul the vow of his daughter or of his wife if it adversely affects their relationship in some way. So the Torah at the end of the first Aliyah mentions one point that Rashi picks up on. It says, in Tet Zayin, it says, "Vehikim et kol nederei o kol asareh asher aleh hikim otam ki achrishla b'yom shamo." So, on the words "b'yom shamo," Rashi comments and says that if the man acharei sheshama v'kiyem shamar afshibo v'chazar v'hefela afilu bo b'yom nasat avona hu nichnas tachteha. Lamad mikan shagorem takala lechavera hu nichnas tachtav lechol onshin. The father or the husband only has the right to annul the vow if he does it on the same day, and only if he does it in his encounter with the vow. However, if he hears about the vow and basically says, you know, that's fine with me, I have no problem with that, then he loses his ability to annul the vow afterwards. If he tries to annul the vow afterwards, let's say he did the first thing not in front of her, let's say he said okay, not in front of his wife, and then in front of his wife he said, oh, you know what, I want to annul that vow. The truth is it doesn't work. But the problem is that the wife thinks that it did. So she ends up violating her vow because she thinks that it's been annulled. But it's really his fault. And Rashi says it really is his fault. And in fact, he bears the punishment for anything that she does. And we learn from this that if anybody ever does anything that causes somebody else to sin, ha-machti et ha-acher, then the person who bears the responsibility for that sin is the machti, is the person who caused it. Yom Tov.